father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Here is Dante Moore, ready to take the snap. Drops back, throws the football.
Yes, there we go!
Wow, what a great call that is. What a great crowd that is. Listen to that noise at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, where Indiana beat Oregon 56-22 to advance to the national championship game on the 19th. And the man calling that game on Indiana University Radio Network is Don Fisher, the longtime voice of the Hoosiers, joins us once again on KMOX. Don, how are you?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
I am doing great. Boy, I'll tell you what, when I got in the car yesterday and ran some errands and I heard you calling the basketball game against Nebraska, I'm like, look at him making the trip back to Bloomington. He's back in Assembly Hall in his seat and calling some basketball. That is so impressive. I know it's what you do, Don, but you sounded great.
Well, I appreciate it. We've had a phenomenal run here, and we've never had, at Indiana University, we've never had the football season get past December, so it's pretty special to be a part of that. And of course, I've got basketball duties as well, and I take great pleasure in being able to do both at this time of my life. So it's a lot of fun, to say the least.
It is fun indeed, and you have a great time on the football broadcast. I love hearing the two of you together. Buck is just a joy to listen to, and I go back to when the team wasn't good. I mean, just hearing him groan and complain and be upset, that was good listening to me because I was feeling that way. I mean, just to put it in perspective, Don, for people who don't understand how long a grind this has been for people like you, for Buck, for all of us who have followed this football team.
Yeah, it really has been. And, you know, this is my 53rd year doing IU football and basketball games. I started in 1973 when Lee Corso was the first head coach I worked for. And it was his first season as well. And he had two winning seasons in those 10 years he was at IU. And then, of course, Sam Weitz was there for a year. And then Bill Mallory came in, and for 13 seasons, we actually had some pretty solid football. I mean, Bill was a terrific coach and old school as they get, and everybody enjoyed him. He had great respect of his players, and the fan base loved him as well. But then, of course, he kind of went afoul there at the end. He had a couple of losing seasons back-to-back, and our fan base was grumbling because we weren't going to a bigger bowl game in some of those years. And so the history of it, of course, is pretty negative, but the worst negativity came after Bill was let go. And since 1994, Indiana had three winning football seasons until last year. Three. And one of those, well, one of them was the 8-4 season leading up to the COVID year. And of course, in COVID, They went 6-2 that season. And there were no fans, of course, and it was the most dull and boring scenario you could imagine for a 6-win season. But at the same time, we just haven't had any success like this. And what Kurt Cignetti has done in Indiana, and I've called it a renaissance without question, but what he's done here is just spectacular.
It really is. And I go back to having graduated in 97, so I was there for the final years of Mallory. I was in the room when it was announced that he was going to be out at the end of the year, and the tears in his eyes and his players' eyes. I was not in the room, although I watched the press conference when Terry Heppner placed the bowl on the podium with a rose inside it and said, "This is the goal." And I think about him during times like this, too, the loss of Terry Heppner, because there was a little magic at that time that perhaps something could happen with this football program.
Yeah, and the saddest part of that is that Terry Heppner, who was an Indiana guy, he was from Woodburn, Indiana, up around Fort Wayne, and he was he's one of my favorite all-time people, not just coaches, but just as a person, just a wonderful man. And he had that Pied Piper in him to get players, to get them to come to IU, to talk to them and mesmerize them with how his philosophy was going to work. And I was convinced he was going to be the guy. And then, of course, he was diagnosed after his first season with brain cancer. The next year, he actually had two games he missed because of the illness. And then, of course, after the season was over with, he was in bad shape. Everybody knew that he was not going to make it. He had glioblastoma, which is basically a death sentence when you get that kind of brain cancer. And he passed away in June of the next year. And obviously, Bill Lynch took over. And that first season that Bill Lynch was there, that's one of those winning seasons that Indiana had, because they went 7-5 that year. They beat their arch rival Purdue Boilermakers on a last second field goal. It was the last 20 seconds or so of the ball game in which Austin Starr kicked a field goal. And Indiana went to a bowl game. They went to the Insight Bowl and of course, got beat down there. But nevertheless, it was a winning season. And that's the last one we had until Kurt Cignetti. Well, I shouldn't say that because obviously the 2 years under Tom Allen, too. But again, three seasons of winning football from 94 on, that tells you really basically all you need to know.
Yeah, the Austin Starr kick is one of your all-time great calls. And I think it was because of the emotion that was being let out time, you know, knowing that maybe this is it, that they can do this. And you mentioned Bill and Kevin and Tom and everybody who tried to carry the torch, and now Kurt Cignetti. And describe what it was like, Don. We just played the call, but from your perspective, to be there in the building on Friday when D'Angelo Pons jumped the route, picked it off, and ran it in for a touchdown.
Well, as you heard, I went nuts. So did Buck. I mean, it was such an unbelievable play to start a ball game against a team like that, because Oregon's a really good football team. And anybody that doesn't believe that really doesn't know what they're talking about, because this is one of the better teams and one of the better programs in the country right now. But the fact of the matter is, to start it that way, and basically, it didn't deflate Oregon, because they came right back down and scored in their first drive of the ball game and tied it up. But you just knew what Indiana was doing in this contest was going to win it over at the end. And, of course, it ended a lot sooner probably than the Oregon fans would have liked, because they were not really in the ball game in the second half.
How does Miami beat Indiana? And if we look at these two teams right now, we're going to really dig in. I know Cignetti's been digging in for the last 48 hours plus. But what does Miami do well, and what should Indiana be concerned about?
Well, I think their defense is really good, and I think it's really physical. They are a very physical football team. And the one thing that struck me in watching them against Ole Miss, I was surprised at how many mistakes they made and still were able to win. The number of passes that were dropped or that should have been intercepted by their defense and those kinds of things. But the thing that does concern me about them is they are a really physical defense, and they're going to try and get to our quarterback. And Fernando is, of course, a guy that has run really effectively this year, even though he was running for his life all last season. He was sacked like 40-some times when he was at California. But he knows what he's doing out there. Always your concern is, and I'm not bragging here, Tom, in any way, shape, or form, But I can't. I don't believe Indiana's going to get beaten this game. I just don't. I have the same feeling I had when Bob Knight was the head of basketball coach in Indiana in 29 seasons. Every time I did a ball game for Indiana in that time period under Knight, I thought Indiana could win and would win. But I feel exactly the same way about Kurt Cignetti. I just think the guy is so good, so smart, and is obviously so committed to what he does and his process and how he goes about coaching and running the program and all those little things that people don't know about behind the scenes. This guy is just remarkable. And I know Miami's good. I think they're a good football program. Obviously, Cristobal has done a great job with the program and gotten it back to where people want that program to be, the U, as we all say, with the quotation marks on either side of the U. But I just don't believe that Indiana has any real weaknesses. I think they're a football team that is built on their strategy. The things that they do defensively just awes me, because I think Brian Haynes is the best defensive coordinator in the country based on how he gets his defenses up and ready to play and the things that he does to disrupt quarterbacks and those kinds of things. So, you know, as much as I want to say, I think Miami's got a really great football team, and I'm sure they do. I just don't think they can beat us. I just don't.
Indiana has Cignetti. I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, then final thing here, if you could take us behind the scenes a bit, because I think that people look at Cignetti on the sideline and they see his preparation and his game management and think he is a human analytics machine. I mean, he just has this incredible brain, but I suspect there's another side of him, because Don, you can't just recruit great players. You have to recruit players that fit what you want to do. And I sense that he has a great eye for the human element of the game as well. What is he like as a people?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
People person, people skills.
Oh, he's great. I mean, he's consumed with football. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And anybody that's met him would tell you first thing that he is consumed with football. But he is a guy that understands what he needs to do. He's a social guy. When you're around him, he greets people. He's not afraid to sign autographs. He does the things that he's expected to do, of course. And then he gets right back to football again. But in my interviews with him over the 2 years he's been here, I find him to be very personable and very honest. One of those guys that doesn't mince words. He tells it just exactly how he sees it. And that's one of the reasons I think fans have fallen in love with the guy, because when he goes out there and tells you that he thinks his football team is going to win a ball game, he's dead on. And he hasn't said anything in the 2 years I've been here that he hasn't backed up with the actions and with the ability to rein his team into the point where they are ready to play every time out and they are ready to win every ball game that they play. That's the thing about him. And again, like I said, he's consumed by football, Tom. I'll just tell you that right now. But he is not above the social aspect of it either.
Can't wait to get down there. I look forward to catching up with you. I'll drop in and try to see you while all the chaos is going on. It's the Hoosiers and the Hurricanes down in Miami. And thanks so much. It's great to hear you on KMOX again.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Great to visit with the voice of the Hoosiers, Don Fischer, on KMOX. When we come back, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations Chaim Bloom will be with us. You're listening to the Stiefel Sports Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.